Welcome to this demonstration of using a VoiceOver with Mountain Lion. And I thought in this demonstration, I'm going to give you a demo of the new Notes application available on Mountain Lion, of course, to sync through iCloud and share between your Mac and your iOS device. In my case, it's my iPhone 4S. And I thought rather than just doing a bit of a cold, boring demonstration on the Notes application on the Mac in Mountain Lion itself, I thought I'd give you a demo of how I actually use the Notes application in everyday usage. So what I tend to do is I tend to make some quick notes on my iPhone with Siri, and then when I get home I can then go through them at my leisure and edit them if I wish. So I thought I'd just show you how that process actually works. So I've currently got my MacBook Pro turned on, VoiceOver's running, and as usual let me start from a known spot on my Mac by going to the desktop with Shift VOD, remembering that the VO keys are the control and option keys held down together. So I'll do that now. Shift VOD or Shift Control Option D for the desktop.
Desktop, Dropbox alias, selected alias.
Okay, now normally when I'm out and about, I tend to have my iPhone with me all the time. So I'm going to make some quick notes now with Siri. So I'm going to hold down the home button to activate Siri and then just say, make a note. Make a note.
You said, make a note. What would you like the note to say?
Okay, now because I've already got the Siri interface on the screen, I can now just do a two-finger double tap to start the recording of my voice recognition, if you like. So I'll do that now. Remember to check delivery of curbside pickup this afternoon via the website. Two-finger double tap stops it.
You said, remember to check delivery of curbside pickup this afternoon via the website. Here's your note. Remember to check delivery of curbside pickup this afternoon via the website.
Okay, so that's one note to myself. I'm actually going to do another one now. Two-finger double tap. Create note.
You said, create note. Okay. I can take that note for you. Just tell me what you want it to say.
Okay, so two-finger double tap again. Check with manager re-uploading demonstrations to Vision Australia website this afternoon. Full stop. Two-finger double tap to stop.
You said, check with manager re-uploading demonstrations to Vision Australia website this afternoon. Here's your note. Check with manager re-uploading demonstrations to Vision Australia website this afternoon.
Okay, and we'll do one more creating a note. Two-finger double tap again. Create note. Two-finger double tap.
You said, create note. What would you like the note to say?
Okay, two-finger double tap again. Book in Josh Guide Dog for wash tomorrow.
You said, booking Josh Guide Dog for wash tomorrow. Noted. Booking Josh Guide Dog for wash tomorrow.
Okay, so just some quick notes that I normally use when I'm out and about. And these are the ones that I have to do today and tomorrow. So rather than just doing reminders all the time, I just like to keep sort of scratchy notes that I can then delete either on my iPhone or on my Mac now through the Notes application in Mountain Lion. Okay, so let me put my phone down. I'm just going to press the home button to come out of Siri.
Messages. One new item.
Okay,
double tap to open.
Put my phone down. Okay, so let's go and see whether those notes are now on my Mac through the Notes application in Mountain Lion. So we're currently sitting at my desktop, so I'm going to do Shift Command A for Applications folder.
Applications, now in Applications window.
And it's going to type in NO for Notes.
Notes.app application.
And you might have heard it say Notes.app application. That's because I've got my file extensions turned on in Finder. So I'm going to open that with Command O for open.
Open. Notes. Notes. Updating. Window. Edit text. Has keyboard focus.
Okay, now I'm actually going to uninteract with this edit field at the moment. So Shift VO upper or Shift Control Option upper and uninteract.
Stop interacting with note group.
Okay, I'm going to do VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Vertical splitter.
And Control Option left arrow, VO left arrow again.
Notes group.
Okay, there's my notes group. Interact with Shift VO down arrow, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with notes group. Four items, notes, search text field, notes, search text field.
Okay, so four items currently in here. and do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Notes table, 12:09 p.m. New note, selected.
Now the reason why it said 12:09, that's the current time that I went into the notes application, and that's what that blank edit field was for. Okay, so I'm going to interact with this table with Shift VO down, Shift Control Option arrow.
Interact with notes table, row 1 of 4, selected. 12:09 p.m. New note, row 1 of 4,
okay,
selected cell.
In there, so I'm just going to do VO down, Control Option arrow.
12:07 p.m. Booking Josh Guy Dog for wash tomorrow.
Okay, there's the note that I dictated with Siri on the iPhone just a couple of minutes ago. VO down, Control Option arrow.
12:07 p.m. Check with manager me uploading demonstrations to Vision Australia website this afternoon.
Okay, and VO down, Control Option arrow.
12:05 p.m. Remember to check delivery of curbside pickup this afternoon via the website.
Okay, and one more time down with VO down, Control Option arrow.
12:05 p.m. Remember to check delivery of curbside pickup this afternoon via the website.
And what I normally do is, depending on what device I'm currently using, whether it's my Mac or my iPhone, I can even then now choose to either edit those notes or I can delete them off either device. Okay, so for example, let me go back up. So VO up arrow, control and up arrow.
12:07 p.m. Check with manager me uploading demonstrations to Vision Australia website this afternoon.
Okay, so let's say for example I've done that already. I can just press the delete key on the Mac keyboard.
Delete. Interact with alert dialog. Are you sure you want to delete the note? Check with manager me uploading demonstrations to Vision Australia website this afternoon. Are you sure you want to delete the note? Check with manager me uploading demonstrations to Vision Australia website this afternoon.
Okay, VR right arrow, control option right arrow.
Cancel button.
Cancel button, VR right arrow, control option right arrow.
Delete note. Default button.
Delete note, and that's the default. So I just could have pressed enter, but I'd like to double check what I'm doing most of the time on a computer, rather than just assuming of what and what isn't a default button. Okay, so VO spacebar, control option spacebar on delete button.
Closing dialog.
Okay, so we've come back to the table. And if I want to add a new note, if I just do VO down, control option down arrow now.
Add new note button.
I can actually add a new note, which would then get updated
add
both
new note
on my Mac via iCloud and of course be updated again on my iPhone 4S. So that's the way that I love to use notes between my iPhone 4S and the Mac. Just using Siri when I'm out and about to take a quick note. Then I can use my Mac to basically keep track of the notes I'm creating on my iPhone, edit or delete them, and it's a really great way of just doing sort of, if you like, scratchy notes to yourself. So a really cool system. I sometimes use this also to copy and paste website URLs from either my Mac or my iPhone and other information that I want to get to depending on what device I'm currently using, whether it's my iPhone or Mac. So that's a quick demo of the notes application and how I actually use it via iCloud. I hope you've enjoyed the demonstration. Thanks for listening and bye for now.